Hello, and welcome to Incomplete Geeks, a gay geek podcast, where we talk about all sorts of various geeky stuff. Sometimes we know a lot about what we're talking about, other times our knowledge is a little bit...
incomplete.
That's right. I'm your co-host, John. Over there is your co-host, Nick. We are two geek fanatics talking about stuff our own way. How are you, Nick? I had no intro. I had no proper intro.
I was like, I'm thinking of something. He's going to pull one out of the air because of his comic genius time.
Number 48 was two shapeshifters, two things. I don't know. I couldn't do the recent Marvel show that just finished a few days ago called Secret Invasion. If you haven't listened to the previous five episodes, that's okay. Just listen to this one. I mean, if you did, thank you. That was great. Well done of you. Thank you for sticking through it. But here we're going to talk about the show as a whole. And I was thinking, Nicholas, here's an idea. Just to show how much we plan ahead. Because you and I have not spoken about this at all. Here's my idea. Let's start with non-spoilery stuff, like topics. Basically talk about why the show didn't work and not spoil things. And then like maybe the second half we can talk about spoilery things. People who haven't seen the show and they still want to, they can watch it.
Yeah. Okay. That's cool. Fair.
Good. Also, I should notice, do you hear anything? I got a new chair.
Only taking 18 months. Oh, I don't have one. I still got squeaky desk.
Do you have your little microphone thing that you sort of whap and it goes?
Oh no, I don't know where that is.
No. Anyway, so before we get into that, I hear that you, Nicholas, have some Geekery of the Weekery to share with us.
Yes, I would like to very much please do a Geekery of the Weekery.
Previously on X-Men.
Geekery of the Weekery.
A little bit of positivity because the rest of the episode might be a little bit of a downer. I'm going to try my best. I'm going to try my best not to.
We're both going to try.
Not very hard because it's going to be a downer. But I would very briefly like to talk about this week.
It's a fun downer.
This week, if you are a geek, you may very well have experienced one of the best episodes of Star Trek to air ever was on this week.
I heard about this.
The crossover between Star Trek Lower Decks and Star Trek Strange New Worlds. And I'm loving the reaction to everyone online.
Okay.
I still say I'm very disappointed that it leaked. Not necessarily leaked, they did trailers for it. So it was very much known that this was going to be a crossover. Because okay. I would have lost my fucking... I was losing my mind anyway, but I would have been inconsolable. Also, it was the same day I saw the Barbie movie, so I was just off my
tits. You're on a high.
And then I watched that and I was just fucking losing my mind. And if I didn't know, I would have been confused by the start. I was like, wait, I put the wrong episode. I put the wrong show on and would have had to check. It's like, what the fuck? And then... would have lost my mind.
So can I just make one thing clear? Lower Decks is the cartoon.
Is the cartoon? It sure is.
Okay. Is that the one with the... Yeah, so it's... is it Jack Quaid as like the main guy who's... Yeah. Yeah, okay. And they do a crossover with live action.
They do, and it's...
That's fun.
It's so perfectly done. It's just done with the most purest, lovingest intentions, just clearly by people who love Star Trek. I mean, Jonathan Frakes directed it, which I didn't realize until I saw the discourse.
My brother, by the way.
Yes, of course, yeah. Your dad.
My dad, of course.
Uncle Jonathan. Uncle Jonathan with nephew Jonathan. Isn't it weird that, like, straight people name their kids the same name as themselves?
Yeah, because they want, that's a form of legacy.
They're so egotistical. They're like, I have to have more of me. I'm going to actually give you the same fucking name. Isn't that nuts?
If I name my child the same as me, it's going to be the same kind of person I was when I was younger.
It's like, oh, we need another one of me so much so that it's just, oh, God, fucking
Junior. Egotistical. That's the word.
Fucking like. Junior. Anyway. So... I don't. You haven't seen
crossover, yeah. Any? I haven't seen that. I've seen
either show.
I think I saw the first episode of Lower Decks because I was interested in what it was. I was like, oh, that's fun. I'll watch it later, and never did.
And you haven't seen Strange New Worlds either.
No, because I'm an idiot. So that's that.
But even though I said, please, can you watch binge both seasons? So when it finishes, we could do a Strange New Worlds episode.
Which is still on the cards, which I still will do.
You have to watch it like 18 episodes in like 2 weeks.
Just give me a date. Give me a task and a deadline. That's how I function. Give me something to do and then a deadline.
2 weeks. And you've got 2 weeks. Plus.
I think we've got, okay. As you know, I've just moved house and everything is still being like set up in a way. So I think we've got Paramount Plus. I'll figure out how to do it. I'll figure it out. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not spending any money for the next like month at least.
So if you could do it in like a month, then I think that's a fair amount of time. We can wait for people to finish Strange New Worlds. I think there's only, I don't know.
Do you think that there's not going to be enough people who are like watching it religiously like you and just sort of will want to talk about it as soon as it airs?
This is the only kind of thing that you'd want to talk about. Like, it was a big deal and I love it. The whole internet's been so positive about it because it was done so well. I don't know if they lucked out or it was by design that Jack Quaid, so Boimler and...
Boimler, yeah. Which is a weird name, but I think they meant that.
Beckett. Oh my God. My brain just went completely blank.
Which one's Beckett?
So the fact that Jack Quaid and Tawny Newsome look like their characters.
Oh, right.
Was...
Oh, so it wasn't a cartoon then?
No. So when they come through, they are real life.
Right. Oh, wow. Okay.
So
when you say they come through, do you mean
I'm not going to say too much through. When they come through,
okay, fine.
It starts animated and then they come through.
It's a first process one. By which yeah. they become.
There is a Star Trek trope and it happens and it's great. But Tendi and Rutherford obviously don't go through because they don't look like them. Which is Rutherford black but played?
No idea what you're talking about. Yeah, you're looking up.
I want to know his ethnicity. Oh no, he does look like him in that photo. It's just one's got the flash on too much, and he looked a little bit white. He looked a little bit Filipino. Eugene Cordero. That sounds kind of.
Eugene Cordero is. He was in a few episodes of Loki. That's all I know, and he was in from another TV show.
He doesn't look super duper like his character, although in some photos he does, whereas Tendi is a white woman and is a blue alien. So, you know,
that works. Yeah.
Would have been a little bit.
She was like blue makeup when she came through.
Those two didn't go through. It's just Boimler and Beckett. Sorry, spoilers. Oh, right.
Fine. I'll forget by the time I watch it anyway.
Adjusting expectations for those who haven't seen it. It's just Beckett and Boimler that go through.
And it was a good episode. It was fun.
It was just so lovely. It was, obviously, if you've watched either show, you realize they're not in the same time period. So it was a time travel-y-ish Star Trek episode, which I love. I know some people don't, but I love a time travel-y one.
Yeah.
As long as it's not back to, we've traveled back to 1997 Toronto, which just happens to be where fucking filming.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's just, yeah, it was done with lots of love. There was a little Riker reference in it, which was apparently ad-libbed, which is super sweet. It's just fucking brilliant. And after the day I'd had, which was a great fucking day of brownies and Barbie and boot camp, and then it finished off with Star Trek, and I'm like, this is what it means to be a gay geek. I was so fucking happy.
Brownies, Boimler, boot camp, and Boimler.
Barbie.
Barbie. What did I say, Barbie?
Boot camp, brownies, Barbie, and Boimler. What a day!
What a day.
It was so fucking good, and I was so happy. And they, you know, just, like, I don't think it's a spoiler. I'm sorry if it is. Just zip forward 30 seconds. Like, they did the Strange New Worlds intro animated. Just little things like that. It's just, it was so fucking well done. I loved it.
I look forward to seeing it then. Were these special brownies, by any chance? Is that why you had a great time?
They were gluten-free brownies that I made for my housemate. She has had half of one since, and I've eaten the rest of the tin.
That makes sense, yeah.
I'm not allowed them in the house.
Question then for you. Well, I don't think we've had a proper, like, good crossover event between Star Trek since, like, the 90s. Because there's not been ever more than two things on. Have there been? So I know there's a few crossovers between Deep Space Nine and Voyager.
Well, just the first episode, really. Was just the pilot.
Was that it? Well, I mean, I say crossover, but I mean, like, even characters. Like, Riker shows up in a Voyager episode when those because of Q in one episode.
Stay tuned for the Voyager recap episode.
Yeah, Voyager's coming. Yeah, definitely. And I'm sure there was there not other things? Because obviously, I mean, I hear about it. I haven't really seen much of Deep Space Nine, but...
I missed a lot of Deep Space Nine because I was a Voyager person and I didn't have the energy for both. I'm sure there are, especially in DS9, I feel like you had some, because obviously then Worf shows up, and even how in Picard, Seven of Nine is in it.
Right.
So you had more of like a little movement rather than a big special crossover.
But when two shows have both been on at the same time, there like a crossover? Yeah.
I don't think
like so. Buffy and Angel kind of thing. Crossover.
No, I mean, Strange New Worlds is a spin-off of Discovery, but never the twain shall meet again.
Yeah, okay. Fun.
Yes. So wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I mean, my rankings of Star Trek shows, which will probably get me cancelled by the Gay Geeks World, is still Voyager number one because I'm rewatching it at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lower Decks and then Strange New Worlds. It's absolutely so. I'm super happy that the two.
Not even Next Generation.
Then Next Generation.
Okay.
And then the rest. Then maybe Discovery.
Then the rest.
And the rest of them. I don't even know what happens to the rest of them. They're so very... They managed to kind of capture the spirit of Star Trek, but have their own little... It's lovely. So, yes.
Great. Good. Glad. Fun.
There's happiness and soft sci-fi joy in the world. Subscribe to Amazon Prime now.
As a nice little segue to our main story now, you can tell when the show is being made and the people who are making it are having fun. Like, you can tell that, like, they're enjoying it. And moving on to our main segment, talking about... We don't have an intro for, like, Secret Invasion or whatever. We're talking about Secret Invasion.
Oh, and I don't want one.
No, fine. We're just going to cut straight in. If we had a Geek of the Week, we're just going to cut straight in. Not even a little blip. Anyway, the only person who looks like they're having fun in this Secret Invasion show is Olivia Colman. And
she's the only one making it fun for us to watch.
Because like we're actually rooting for her, and so trying to avoid spoilers for at least a little bit, just so people can listen to the show a little bit.
How would you sum up Secret Invasion, the Disney Plus Marvel show, in 15 words or less?
15 is too many. I would say,
or less. You don't have to use all 15.
I would say, failed attempt at espionage thriller that leaves you feeling extremely disappointed in Marvel's future.
I mean, you could mention Nick Fury chases Skrulls without actually chasing Skrulls.
Oh, so you wanted to do like a recap. I'm trying to do like the overall feeling of what... It was underwhelming.
He's feeling disappointed about future of MCU.
There you go. You done it. Now say it in a haiku. Say it as haiku. Nick Fury chases Skrulls.
No, it's syllables, not words.
Nick. Oh, fuck yeah. Nick Fury. This is going to take too long.
Find Skrulls.
Nick Fury finds Skrulls. Nick Fury and Skrull. Nick
Fury but doesn't actually... So, what the fuck's the point?
That works good. Dude, listen, if you have a haiku about Secret Invasion, please write into us and let us know what you thought about.
Yeah, so...
Even if you watch it or not.
In summation, based on the incredibly popular comic book series by Brian Michael Bendis in Avengers, New Avengers, back in Flurgen, 2000...
You could say
nine.
Anything. I'd be like,
one of them. One of those. It was pre-Iron Man. I remember that. Pre-MCU. Based on that, and even the animated version was done actually really well. The premise is Skrulls are on Earth. Who can you trust? Nick Fury's going to figure it out. Apart from the fact that none of that happens or is the case or does that or he does it or is happens or is the case.
I mean, I get the sense from you, and I didn't really look into that much, but like it doesn't follow the comic books at all.
Not even remotely.
In the comic books, I'm assuming Nick Fury is the main character.
Nope.
Oh, he's not even. It's not even okay. So the thing is, like, we can allow some sort of
That's fine.
Leeway for tyrannical license kind of thing.
The twist can't be Spider-Woman was the Skrull Queen all along. Sorry, spoilers for the comic book from years ago. It can't be that because no one, you know, Spider-Woman isn't here. It has to be different, and that's fine. Yeah. But anything? Any of the vibes? Any of the espionage, any of the
danger reveal that like reveals,
they've been, and like several lead people were revealed to be Skrulls that have been Skrulls in the comics, some of them for decades. Like the real characters come back at the end, and like, you died in 1987. It's like, what are you talking about? And they were, that was a Skrull the whole time.
Yeah.
It was brilliant. I'm sure it's a kind of a sci-fi trope, isn't it? It's been done in a lot of other franchises.
It has been done a lot, but it hasn't always been done well. And if you can say...
And this is not one of those times.
This is not one of those times.
It's not been done well either.
Because you make it sound like that they were planning something like this for a long time. It's like when we were talking about Iceman, how like Brett Cunningham to be gay was kind of... It just made sense for the character that they had written. And so like if somebody like using spoilers more for the comics... if Spider-Woman is turned out to be a Skrull the whole time, or Hank Pym was a Skrull the whole time, it kind of explains those behaviors in the previous issues.
Both were
was that because you told me last time, was that intentional in the comics, or did they just use it as a plot device to say, oh, this is why they acted weird?
Potentially Spider-Woman. I don't know. You'd have to ask Brian. Definitely not the others, because those characters are so old. You know, I don't know how far back they retconned.
Right. Okay.
Hank Pym, but Spider-Woman could have, because Brian Michael Bendis introduced her back into the Avengers at the start of his run.
Yeah.
And it was about 30 or whatever issues later when Secret Invasion started. Before that, she had been depowered and for decades and was a forgotten kind of character. So
Spider-Woman was.
Yeah. So possibly. That could have been, or at the very least, he's like, I'm gonna do something with her.
And I suppose if you're coming up with a new idea where there's secret identities kind of thing, based because of an invasion, you can then look at the previous history, which sounds like the writer did, and sort of say, well, that person has been changed in a weird way, and it's not really been explained. I got it. I can make this into a good story. They didn't do that with the TV show at all. And it's like the people who are revealed to be Skrulls, it's just not done in a way that's shocking or doesn't make you sort of rethink any of the characters from previous films or TV shows. That's what let down to me. Like, there's no
interest. That was the whole point. That was the whole premise that they could have blown
of the comic
up.
Book. Yeah.
Of the MCU. They could have changed everything with this series. I know that's putting a lot of pressure and a lot of weight on a TV show rather than a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Probably didn't want to do that just in case, because people don't watch everything anymore. So they probably don't want it to be too interconnected, but that could have been another way to be like,
yeah, but think about,
do what you want. You know?
Yeah, but if they had done something like that and they think, well, not everybody's going to watch it, that would make people watch it, because basically like, oh, that person's been a Skrull the whole time. I wonder how long. Like you said, you went back through comic books before and try to figure out like, if there were any telltale signs, whatever, we could have done that with films and TV shows and been like, oh, wow, that person's a Skrull. You know, there's been theories out there, like this person could be a Skrull in the future before like Skrulls were even talked about.
That would have been so fun, because then in future shows or stuff, they could have done flashbacks of
the character
being, which is what they did in Secret Invasion. You know, they did flashbacks to different
the comic books. Yeah.
After you found out she was a Skrull, she's like, what the fuck is going on? How fucking fun would that have been? Like the way that we've kind of gone back in WandaVision Hawkeye to the blip. So you kind of see people's reactions to it, you know, with Monica and with Yelena, that sort of stuff. Can you imagine having gone back and be like, someone going, fucking hell, these Avengers work fucking hard. Why did I choose? Why did I get this one? You know, all of that would have been brilliant, but they don't do that. Sorry, spoilers. They don't do any of that. They don't do anything interesting with the characters. They introduce new characters, which I don't care about. And then they make you try and care about, but I don't.
Yeah.
Like, a couple I don't, of that as well. I don't care that the Prime Minister, about the Prime Minister of the UK.
Who's the character? We're not
sorry. Guys, what?
Whatever. There's okay. So without spoiling anything, there's basically like WandaVision, Hawkeye, because Yelena's, you see from the Yelena's point of view, that's in Hawkeye, right?
Yeah.
So like her coming back from the blip, we could have had that with Nick Fury because we knew that he was gone for the blip. We didn't get that at all. Reference. Oh, yeah, I know what it was. You were saying, like you could have had flashbacks, like in, without giving any spoilers away. There's a few references, especially in this last episode, to previous characters from other parts of the MCU and previous powers that get referenced. It happens very fast, but then you see some of those powers being used, basically, not to give anything away. But imagine if it was like a character who was revealed to be a Skrull, and then you flash back to a film, like a different film, and there's a character from that film who cameos in the TV show. Like, imagine if you flash back to like the first Thor, for example, and Thor shows up, or whoever, and or somebody from that TV show. Imagine if Natalie Portman shows up interacting with the Skrull, and the Skrull takes, I don't know, like that's some way they could do flashbacks. That would have been a lot more interesting instead of the way they did it now, which was just flashing by a number of characters who were supposed to be referenced from other parts of the MCU for fanboys to be like, oh, wow, they referenced so-and-so. And then they, you know, and then there's like some kind of...
That would have been exciting in 2002. We are a long way from that. You need to do better, Marvel. This needs to be done better.
Yeah. Like we already know. We already saw that this is a big interconnected universe. Mm-hmm. Like you don't like... We didn't get excited when there's reference, well, in a couple episodes before, and when there's references to other characters, we're like, yeah, great, yeah, we know they exist. That's not really exciting for us anymore.
Yeah, we've all seen it. Is there anything the show did well before we talk about spoilers? Olivia Colman.
Olivia Colman was great. I think everything she does is basically... Not just in this show, but everything she does generally is great. But everything in this show was great because her character was very clear on what she wanted and how she was going to get it. As opposed to even Nick Fury or even Talos.
Gaia, any of them.
Gaia. You don't exactly know.
Main bad guy. How they're going
to... Yeah, the main bad guy. There's a lot of shouting in this last episode.
Is there?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Olivia Colman does with her character, which could be a complete throwaway, weird bullshit character, what Florence Pugh did with Yelena. Like, here's this, you know, here's a spy with no powers and that sort of stuff. But the charm and charisma and the authenticity that Florence brought to her character, Olivia brought to hers, and you just like fucking love them. And I would
we could be friends, Kate Bishop.
I would watch, I would watch movies about the two of them and just all of it. It just, I mean, they're just wonderful actors. So therein lies the key. Not that the others aren't good. I just think that they took what they had and ran with it and made it their own in a way that some of the others didn't. I love you, Emilia Clarke. I didn't get that from her this series. She didn't look like she knew what to do with it.
Yeah, and that's a good point, because when you're an actor the thing is, like, with Florence Pugh in Hawkeye and Olivia Colman now, they're not the main characters, and so they're sort of told, like, you're going to serve this purpose, and I'm assuming it kind of works like this. The director or the screenwriter or whatever, there's very limited information in the script about their characters, and so the actor can just go and run with it. They can have fun in a way. Oh, I'm going to bring this kind of nuance to the character, and it works, but characters like Gaia, like, there's a very serious... part that she has to play in the story. So there's not a lot to do. There's not a lot of play that the actor has. There's not a lot of, you know, substance
to room to do. Yeah. I can see that. And she is a serious character. So she's not given the opportunity to be light and have the levity that the other two were. But which is a shame, because I do love Amelia, but it didn't work for me.
The flip side of that is, if you're a serious character, you are effective because you see the character grow throughout the TV show or the series. And we didn't really get that either.
No.
I mean, there's a very physical way that guy grows, but it doesn't really sort of, you don't feel like it is earned.
No. Oh my God. My Twitter has just reloaded and it's now X.
It's X. Oh, yeah, the Twitter's now on X, isn't
Branded
it?
X.
I read about that.
And the logo is like some low-res shit pixelated X.
Why are you on that? I haven't started... Are you on Threads yet?
Like, no, like, but I went looking to see if there was anything about San Diego Comic-Con. I should have said this in the Geek Earth Weekly. It's like, nothing. No one's talking about it at all. I can't see any
major. Is it this weekend it's on, isn't it?
It's gone. It's finished.
Oh, it's done now?
Yeah. I mean, I know Marvel weren't going to be there anyway because Disney. Mm-hmm. And then obviously the strike meant no one could promote anything on TV or film. But I haven't seen any major things. Please write in with your favorite announcements from San Diego Comic Con, because I've not heard anyone talk about them.
Have there been announcements? Because who's going to make the announcements?
Like, they can Marvel... talk about comic books. Remember?
Yeah.
There's other things.
That is what the point of it is.
San Diego Comic Con.
Oh, I thought it was like a Comic Con, like a kamikaze.
Oh, no. Anyway. There was some stuff about X-Men 97, but that was vague as well. Anyway, sorry.
The only thing I want to say about the show, reason it didn't work, there was a definite tone imbalance. Like, the show did not know what it wanted to be. Didn't want to be like a spy thriller. Failed at that. Didn't want to be like a drama. Kind of failed at that. There's hardly any comedy in it. Didn't want to be like a romance, because there's romantic elements in there. And I didn't really succeed at that either. I'm just like, it didn't know what it wanted to be. So, like, I'd put that below...
All of them.
All of them. Yeah, all of them, actually. Now that I'm thinking about it.
Like, even Moon Knight tried.
Yeah, Moon Knight knew what it wanted to be. It kind of went with it. It was kind of wild and crazy. It didn't have an effect on the rest of the MCU, which is the biggest drawbacks to it. But at least it had a coherent thing.
It made a swing, right? We're going to do this, you know, dissociative disorder, Egyptian god vibe. Cool.
Yeah. And we're going to get a Moon Knight season 2. Probably. I wouldn't be surprised.
I think a lot of projects in the wake of the writer strike are going to be culled. I think there's going to be so much stuff that's just going to be, whether it's an excuse or a fucking valid reason, they said they're going to reduce the output, and now that the strike is, who knows how long it's going to go on for, I think they're going to have to get rid of a lot, which I think is going to be a good idea. Get rid of the weaker stuff, because maybe Secret Invasion wouldn't have made the cut if the writer's strike had happened whilst they were working on it.
I still think it should have been a film, though, to be honest. Like,
even
this last episode.
So I saw an interesting take. I will not claim these ideas as my own because I don't think I have any original ideas. I saw this take online, which is going to be, can we spoiler now? Are we done?
Yeah, I think I'm ready to sort of say, okay. Yeah, that was a good amount.
So
spoilers for the whole of the show from now on.
Spoilers downward now. So you said last week, for those who listened, should have been a movie, could have been a movie, would have been a better movie. I've seen online someone say that this should have been, could have been, would have been Captain Marvel 2. If you had, rather than Nick Fury as the focus, Carol Danvers as the focus, and her goal, she said, like, I'm going to find you a home, I'm going to find you a home. That was her whole thing.
Yeah.
She failed. They didn't really address that. Like, they threw that in Nick Fury's face a couple of times. It's like, she failed to find them a home and that sort of stuff. So she could have been dealing with that kind of guilt as well.
And there's still no explanation for that as well, which is kind of an open thread. Open thread?
It could have also been really interesting if they explored that, because why couldn't she find them a home? Like, if it was like finding ones where there was already civilizations and people on it, would have been interesting if they're like, no, we're not accepting them because we don't trust them because they're weird and different.
And they're a warring faction, warring race.
All these could have been really interesting things.
You could have seen Captain Marvel like hopping around to other planets.
Locations. And then finding out how they've been working behind her back the whole time and they've been betraying that sort of stuff, and she has to, you know, doing the espionage, that kind of stuff could have been a thing as well. Like, this all would have been, it was more suited. The format was more suited, definitely, I agree, to a film rather than dragging it out and not doing anything with it. I still would have preferred a good TV show.
Yeah. I would have preferred a TV show if it had distinct episodes, and nothing against ones that have like a through arc, but this arc was just, it just dragged on. It wasn't a strong enough arc to last six episodes.
I don't even know what the arc was, but it could have been one episode, and then we could have had another arc. We could have had something in the 90s. We could have followed this character. We could have followed the spoiler. We could have followed the Skrull that turns into Rhodey. We could have followed that character. We could have followed Olivia Colman. We could have seen all this and how Skrull, secret invasion of the Skrulls, has affected all these different timelines and different lives and all these different storylines. Kind of anthology, but a little bit connected. Oh, that's a really good idea.
That's a good idea. Because then if you did that, that's your original idea. There you go. Bing. You got one.
Hey, I have a thought. Yay!
Yay! If they did that, then they could have easily done like 10 episodes and like focus on a different character each time or different era. Like you talked about Rhodey and Sonya Fallsworth and even Gaia. Like, what was her, you know, first mission?
The mom.
Like, why did she, or the mom, like, where did the mom, we were told she died. Okay.
Because you could have had that at the beginning, and then like episode 6 or 7, we could have had the mom story, you know?
Exactly.
Oh, that would have been shit hot. I would have loved that.
Well, like, why did Gaia leave Talos and go to the other side? Like,
Ravik in all the first this stuff. Place. Yeah. All of this fun. It's like, if you're going to make TV shows, if you want to spend all your money, time, and effort to grow Disney Plus subscribers, that's fine. I prefer TV to films anyway. You have to write for TV. You have to make these TV shows, not a film you chopped up into 6 bits.
Exactly.
Yeah, WandaVision, guys.
We always bring up WandaVision because it was like the best one because they put a lot of money into it. And it was like 9 episodes. And like, also not to mention the CGI was I was going to say flawless, but it was pretty, it was like, I didn't notice anything wrong about the CGI there, but like they didn't hold back. They gave free rein. Even episodes like She-Hulk, which I, you know, mentioned a lot, like they have distinct episodes and they gave it like 9 episodes or 10 or something like that. I don't remember exactly. And it just worked. Even Loki was like, it worked because they allowed it to sort of have to be a TV show. And this wasn't.
This is a film that was smooshed up.
One episode about
God, that would have been really good. Now I'm even more disappointed that they didn't do anything like that.
I know. That would have been great.
We keep coming up with ways this could have been good, but was in fact not.
Can we talk about Rhodey for a second now?
Please go.
Because the question is still hanging over the heads, like when? But when they pull him out of the pod, you can see that he needs help walking.
So after Civil War.
And no, it would have been before because
if it was after, he wouldn't be able to walk at all because he didn't have the exosuit on. Is that what you mean?
Civil War, yeah.
He would have been nothing. I feel like that's an oversight. I feel like they're meant to make it more difficult for him to walk because they're like, oh, look, he's already had his back broken.
Yes. Yeah, and so I'm thinking about like his recovery scene, which I think was in, maybe it was Infinity War. I don't remember exactly.
End of Civil War.
Was it?
Yeah, where he's walking and then he gets Tony. Is this Tony Skank? That's in the same one.
Maybe that was, yeah. So at some point in there.
Didn't question me.
Fine, I don't. I take it back. So was that like an interesting reveal?
No, and I'm so sorry to Don Cheadle, but I don't care. It's like, oh my god, Rhodey was a Skrull in Endgame. Do I care? Do I, listeners?
It's not shocking for us.
Care. It's not shocking. It's not interesting.
What else? I want to talk about that final fight.
Yes, talk about the final fight scene. I didn't care for it.
Yeah.
Shocking.
I knew you were going to say that.
To all our listeners, shocking. And the worst thing I didn't like is when she morphed into having Drax's weird little black-gray arm, and it looked so off-putting and stupid.
Yeah, that was weird. And she looks at it like, ooh.
It was so awful. And if
first of all,
the powers of the Hulk or Abomination, whoever it is, why the fuck, and Captain fucking Marvel, mm-hmm. I want Drax's powers. What can you do that Captain Marvel and the Hulk or Abomination can't do? Like,
no, I don't know. I don't care.
End this call. I don't care.
End this call. Does he? I'm pretty sure. I thought those were tattoos. Like all the red marks. I assume they were tattoos. If they are,
no,
then they're not part of his DNA.
Oh, I just thought that was his skin. I just thought that was his markings of his skin,
yeah,
sort of stuff. I do not believe for a second that they will make plans for Gaia in the future. I don't think she's going to be involved in the MCU. So I don't think we need to worry about the fact that she now has the powers of Captain Motherfucking Marvel.
She has the powers of every single fucking Avenger. I mean, and like, come on.
A load of them. Not all of them.
She...
Oh, wait. She has no magical power.
No. No, again, not all of them, but like...
Although his is learned. He's
what but,
no one cares.
Well done. But they're bringing up the Harvest as like containing every Avengers DNA, and like some of the powers aren't in the DNA, like Ghost, which I'm sure I'm assuming that was Ghost
because yeah, it was Ghost. She was like it was in her DNA, right? Because she was it was made, she was experimented on, that sort of stuff, right? It's not
if the power alters her DNA, then maybe, I suppose. I don't know. And then the thing is, like, I was getting a bit nerdy fanboy about it, but if she suddenly has all these powers and knows how to use them automatically, like, that's a bit of a stretch as well, surely.
Yeah. But, as I said, there's clearly no plans to use this character again, so I don't think we need to worry about it. I kind of, my little headcanon is that once the machine is broken, the powers are gone. Because that's how, like, Super Skrull in the, again, I'm going off the cartoon, so I probably shouldn't, like, speak with my whole chest in this. But as I understood it in the original kind of idea of the Super Skrull, is, like, he had his powers, like, beamed to him. He wasn't, like, he had to have it, like, upkeep. And once they kind of cut that off, that's how he just became a Skrull again. Again, this is from the cartoon, like, the bad cartoon. I haven't read all the Fantastic Fours.
Like, not even the comic. Okay, so.
Like, I'm so sorry. I really tried the other day because obviously they come up in my Marvel Unlimited, but, like, you read the 60s stuff and you're like, oh.
Is it really bad?
It's so clunky in 60s and bad. It's awful. They were an issue too, but I did look at it because Jack Kirby's art is beautiful, but his motion is terrible. Like, it's kind of like it looks like that, but the look of these kind of frog-faced creatures, they look so different back there. Anyway,
so you mean that, the Skrulls or the frog-faced creatures?
The Skrulls,
yeah.
But you know, that could have been a thing. It's like, no, they needed the machine running and it beamed, you know. That's not far-fetched if you're like, here's alien shape-shifting Skrulls which steal gene powers. Like, you can put a caveat in it. So yeah. I'm kind of leaving it like that now the machine is gone, switched off, blown up, destroyed, whatever. She doesn't get those powers anymore. He wouldn't if he's still here, and anyone else who's got them doesn't have them either. Done.
Okay.
Let's pretend it doesn't happen.
I really doubt that's going to be the answer because...
Well, they're not going to have, you know, like in the Marvels, just a post-credit of Emilia Clarke fucking flying through, because the whole point of the Marvels is their powers are all interconnected and they can't use them, but she used
just
hers.
Just those three.
Yeah, exactly. But that's the same powers. She couldn't have used hers, and Monica Rambeau didn't show up.
I'm sure they're going to have like a...
And even in the,
for that as well.
But also even in the future, she can't keep them, because if she did, you know, if that something happens, then she would show up rather than Monica. So we're just going to say...
She doesn't have them forever.
Don't worry about it. They're gone. It was temporary. And
yeah.
Bye.
Fine. So that's another reason I think this would have been a better film, because all the stuff that would have repercussions on the rest of the MCU happened in the final episode. Like all the stuff that you might think they can have sort of a lasting effect on other stories. He's got a wife. Like, whatever. Big deal. And like all the other sort of reveals, you know, Rhodey was a Skrull. Whatever. We've resolved that. But like, the thing that's going to have repercussions is the fact that now the world knows, and I told you, didn't I, that they wouldn't talk about it. It's like, there's a little bit of, you know, like if the world knows that they're Skrulls now, that's going to be the... No, you saw that to me, didn't you?
I don't know what anyone said. I feel like the end of the show should have been the start of the show, because it feels a little more X-Men-y to have the piece of shit president saying, we're going to kill you all, and inciting these angry riots of people outing the Skrulls and saying, there's a million of you and we're going to find you in country town. And people start doing it. And, you know, the Skrulls are running for their lives and that sort of stuff. And then you can see people... Now we're starting to get interesting and new fish.
Exactly. and killing innocent people, which they mentioned very briefly.
Prime Minister gets shot and she's not actually the Skrull anymore. This is when it starts to get good. And I think
that's really, that's really important. That's a really significant thing that for you to be doing as a story arc. And like no one talks about it. Like she's just been assassinated by some random person who just got through the lines, whatever. And nope, that's it. She's just gone. Like, oops. Oopsie. We'll leave it for next time.
It's also it's also really compatible with the fucking world that we live in where people can incite a riot based on some asshole president shooting, you know.
Asshole leader of the order.
Literally the asshole president. Or he wasn't at the time. But, you know, this is relevant stuff that we can relate to that's, like, timely and this is good. And
if they would talk about it, they do they want to touch on real-life subjects? I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like Disney hates Trump, so that's fine.
Yeah, they do because they of all the Florida stuff.
Back. Yeah, they fought back on a lot of that.
Finally.
They pick and choose and they're not great and they're not doing great with all the other stuff. So, but no one is. So the most disappointing Marvel thing
that sound you made is the epitome of how I feel.
The most disappointing Marvel project since Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yep. And that's that.
Thanks for listening. Just
kidding. Yeah. I don't know what else to say that hasn't already been said that isn't.
We've talked about it already. And I think everything we sort of said in the previous five episodes is valid.
Yes.
Like we had high expectations at the beginning, which we shouldn't have done, but they were valid, I think, because we were basing it on.
I had expectations of good writing and good TV being made. Uh-huh. I didn't have expectations of Jessica Drew's going to be secretly introduced and Carol, you know, that's my normal thing that I need to work on.
Stuff. Yeah.
Like, ooh, how is this connected? Ooh, it's actually going to be an X-Man. You know, shut the fuck up, Nick. That's unrealistic expectations. Expecting it to be a well-written spy show because it has Nick fucking Fury in it. I don't think that was unrealistic. And I don't think anyone's.
Me neither.
Anyway. And it does. It makes me question what the future of the MCU is. It because with this Quantumania and the strikes and what's Kang? What's Jonathan Majors? What the fuck's happening? Yeah. What the fuck is happening?
No idea.
The way Carol was supposed to be the leader of it, but misogynistic Twitter has bullied her to when she hates doing this, and so she won't be probably in it as much.
Well, like, to be fair, that's not Disney's fault.
Disney's fault. That's everyone else's fault. No, just all the bright and shiny, brilliant things that we were hoping for that could have been the future of Marvel. I don't think they're not going to happen now, or they're not going to be good.
It'll be drastically changed either way, and that's a bit worrying.
I don't know what it is. I hope they just take a fucking 2-year hiatus and just start again with X-Men. Just come on!
1 year. I can handle 1 year. I wish they would stop making TV shows based on characters we don't fully understand.
A TV show is the great place to introduce new characters because you can take your time with them.
Yes.
Stop expecting every, you know, there's no expectation because they don't report, you know, it has to be $1 billion budget thing. It's like, no, it can just be like a well-beloved, well-written WandaVision thing, you know?
Yeah.
Here's either a character we don't know or a moment in her life that we can't really do in a film because it's too distracting and she's not, you know, she wasn't a lead character. She was always supporting. And let's just unpack it. Let's get some great writing and let's do some great TV.
That's a good point because like we said before about each episode focusing on a different character, like that's what they could have done. Okay. And that could have made us understand the character a bit more or
get
to know the motivations, etc.
And we'd have, you know, it's a chance to be surprised because the unexpected breakaway star Monica was from WandaVision.
Yes.
And now she's going to be in a film. Everyone fucking loves her. She's brilliant. Who knows who it could have been? If they'd done like a 10-episode arc and really just let these characters fucking run, who knows? It could have been Talos' wife. Everyone's like, she was fucking brilliant. You know, if you give this actor a whole episode, I don't know. Olivia Clark, Amelia Coleman, any of them could have been the break. Yelena was a breakout. It's like, she's just the comic relief. And they're like, no, she's the star. So they've introduced her. You give these characters enough time to kind of play around and they see where the audience reacts to it.
The only person I'd be willing to see in another show is Olivia Colman. I want to see her again.
I'll just listen to her talk on the phone. That's fine.
That's great.
Just listen to her chat to people. That'd be great. Go to meetings. Can you imagine? Have a quick stand up with I don't know what her character's name is. I've forgotten everything already.
Sonia.
A little quick catch up with Sonia. Oh, love it. Anyway, it's a shame. Yeah, we did something. It was really good.
Yeah.
Let's do 5,000 times more instantly, immediately, and expect to make the same results. Like the fact that they've announced, Mattel has announced 14 projects after the success of Barbie movie, which I swear I thought it was satire when they said that there's a Polly Pocket movie that's going to be written and directed by Lena Dunham. I swear I thought that was pure sarcasm. Because like, that's hilarious.
Oh my God, that's ridiculous. Because
that sounds fucking awful, but exactly what a millennial marketing person at Mattel would have done. But it's true.
Polly Pocket.
Stop it. Make good fucking TV and films.
Original stuff. Good original make stuff. Like good, this probably is original.
Make good stuff. You know, when you can see, like, I didn't watch the Jennifer Lawrence thing, but that did well. But we've got Spider-Verse, Barbie, Oppenheimer, and whatever the Jennifer Lawrence was. Some sort of comedy.
What?
No soft feelings. Hard feelings. No hard feelings. No, that, whatever.
Was it good? I didn't hear about it.
I didn't watch it. But, you know, people went to the cinema for that. But, you know, they didn't go for The Flash. It's like, because it wasn't good. It's not a good film. You just have... Guys, please. You have all the money that you refuse to pay to your writers and actors. You have all the money in the world. Make good...
Put it into the films.
Make good stuff. Don't fucking rush it. Which I knew they eventually would. And...
Well, now that...
Now we got Quantumania and this fucking dog turd.
Six of them as well.
Six dog turds.
So how do you really feel, Nick?
Well, I don't know.
I can't even rebut that because it's a fair point. If we sort of get good quality stuff, we're going to come back for more. That's the whole point. And so if we sort of see a good thing, then we'll give you another cinema ticket or whatever, another 2 months worth of Disney Plus, whatever. But if you keep doing shit like this, then we're going to go back. We're not going to see the next one.
Sooner or later, there's going to be a Marvel project that I don't bother watching.
Yeah, you've been threatening that for a year.
I don't know what it is. It's going to happen eventually. And I'm one of the biggest fucking Marvel fans there's ever been. There has to be my limit. My limit will be Star-Lord. Any kind of solo Star-Lord project, absolutely not. Absolutely not. But something before could happen. I was like, I can't be bothered anymore.
Could be. But it won't be the Marvels.
No, I'm worried. I'm worried the Marvels is going to be Quantumania.
Well, because there's a thing about people weren't really watching this show either. And I think part of the reason is because of Quantumania and because of... Well, I mean, Guardians was okay, actually.
Yeah, but it was...
But in terms of TV shows, this was like the relaunch, I guess. The last TV show on Disney Plus that we saw was What If? I don't remember. What was the last TV?
What If was good.
Yeah.
I think people like What If. People love Loki.
Yeah.
I really liked Hawkeye. I really liked Hawkeye. But because of Yelena. Anyway, who can say? So the lasting legacy of Secret Invasion is what the fuck?
Yeah. Now that we've got Skrulls around, it's like, okay, you had this element now. They're just going to use something. It. Do something with it. Yeah.
Something.
Yeah. Oh my God. The revealing. That could be another movie in itself.
But it's not. And it's not going
to
be. Not going to be. We're going to get Armor Wars with Rhodey leading.
We're going to get Echo TV show. We're going to get
Agatha. Which I will watch. Coven. I will. Oh my God, I'd watch the shit out of Agatha. I don't care what she does. It's going to be great. Patty LuPone's in it. Eat a dick. That's so exciting.
Is she? Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, they finished. Anyway, so there are some things I'm still excited about, but I just hope they don't disappoint me like this did. Because I was so looking forward to it.
Well, here's a look to the next one. We got anything else you want to say about it?
Please, God, no. Just please don't. I don't want to talk about this anymore. Six weeks. I'm so looking forward to getting to choose our topics again and talking about something that we really like.
Starting with next episode. So,
I've got the next two episodes planned, but I don't want to talk about it. Just in case we don't actually do that. And both of which are things I am obsessed with. Well, I should be obsessed with all of these things, but no. Oh, I know, like happy, like good stuff.
I know. And we got a 50th anniversary.
Yeah. 50th episode well. Special coming up.
I've got some ideas as well, but I need to plan out like timings and stuff. So good stuff coming.
We'll talk about this later. Good stuff coming soon. Promise.
We're going to close this chapter now, this experiment of ours, of the 6 episodes of, you know.
If you have enjoyed bitching and agreeing with me as I scream into the microphone, thanks for joining me on this journey. Give us a rating on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. A good one, please. Share the episodes with your favorite rants, with your friends, families, colleagues, and casual listeners on the social medias.
Give us an email if you want to hear something in particular. If you have an idea for an episode, let us know. IncompleteGeeksPodcast@gmail.com.
Or you can reach out to us on the socials, on Instagram and the TikTok @IncompleteGeeks.
Yep. We like hearing from you. We like doing the show. Because we are big geeky stuff, we know what we're talking about sometimes, and sometimes we don't, because we're not complete geeks.
But we are working on it.
Yeah, we are. Thanks for listening.
Bye!
Bye.
I'm so happy it's over. I'm so happy it's over. I didn't think this would be so hard.
You can now rest easy.
Just good stuff. Just good vibes.
Good stuff from now on.